Jamhuri ya Zimbabwe.
A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Friday, March 25th, 2022. This is Live Talk. I am Gibbs Dube.
And I'm Marvelous Mflanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about Zimbabwe's council and parliamentary by-elections.
Zimbabwe is going to the polls tomorrow, in which 28 parliamentary and 105 council seats are up for grabs. There are accusations of vote buying in many wards and constituencies. Some people are claiming that they have been given food and money by contestants. In some areas, there are also reports that election officials are tampering with ballot boxes. The Zimbabwe Electoral Commission says it is looking into some of these allegations.
The opposition Citizens Coalition for Change has reacted angrily to these allegations and also called for investigations over claims that a polling station has been pitched in a bush in Kwekwe at a place said to be a ZANU-PF stronghold. The CCC party has also questioned the setting up of some command center for Mutare province.
Meanwhile, ZEC has announced that polling stations have been set up nationwide and the voters' roll displayed outside the polling stations.
And meanwhile, in other places, we know that there's a lot that is happening. And in Poland, U.S. President Joseph Biden is currently in that country following talks with his NATO counterparts on the Russia-Ukraine war. Over 3.6 million people have fled Ukraine and sought refuge in neighboring nations.
Ukrainian President Zelensky is appealing for military and humanitarian support as Russia is shelling several cities nationwide in what the United States has described as a war crime. Russian leader Vladimir Putin has indicated that he does not want Ukraine to join NATO. At the same time, he wants so-called unfriendly nations to purchase his country's oil and gas in rubies, his local currency.
In the United States, on the fourth and final day of confirmation hearings for the U.S. President Joseph Biden's nominee to the U.S. Supreme Court, legal experts yesterday praised Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, saying she was well qualified to serve on the nation's highest court.
The four-hour hearing Thursday featured not only legal experts, but government officials and civil rights groups who supported Jackson, the first Black woman to be nominated to the court, as well as other conservative advocates who opposed her.
Senate Republicans spent much of their time Tuesday and Wednesday trying to make the case that Brown was soft on crime. Ngibambe mahlabezulu linjani lapho likona endaweni zonke ke esijeneyo lamhlanje sile ngoqo ezokunye okujeneyo soke nxa sikhangela siyaqalisa ke ngama by elections. Akona kusasa njalo kukhangela ukuthi abantu abaningi kakhulu bazavota kukhetho lolu. Siyabona ukuthi kulabanye sebekhonana besithi kanye ngani kulamanye amabhokisi angani sevaliwe vele kwavotwa asefakwa kuma-polling stations. Sibone njalo kubona ukuthi njalo laibule njini kumbe ngithi enkundleni zokuxhumana kulokunye okade kuvezwa kukhanya kulo muntu okade vota kwesinye isikolo ezivotela nje yedwa evela kuZEC. Izekithayi basahlole sisudaba lolu, but unfortunately ukuthi kutholakale kusezizakala khonokho. But kulelungelo lokuthi abantu babambe ukhetho bavule bekwenze khonokho, kodwa kumele beyize lokho. Kulabanye abantu abahlolisisa ukuthi kuhamba njani. Siyakwazi njalo ukuthi kulama parliamentary elections endaweni ezifika phose amashumi amathathu, 28, kwenze kusithi ezifika 105 kuyabe kulo khetho lwamakhansili. Yeso siyabona njalo ukuthi abanye abantu bathi baphiwa ukudla le mali yilabo abancintisayo. So singazi ukuthi kuhamba njani. Sibona lesibili abanye bethwele impuphu, abanye benyuka imali ngezinto ezinjalo. So ke siyabona njalo lokuthi ibandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change liyakhonana sibili ngokuthi konke lokho okwenzakalayo kungani ukuqilibezela ukhetho luzayo. Bakhala njalo lokuthi kubunjwe enye polling station kumbe indawo yokuvotela eKwekwe esegangeni. Lapho kucatshangelwa ukuthi kona kugcwele abalandeli bebandla leZANU-PF. Bakhonana njalo lokuthi kule command center okumele ukuthi ngayisemtare kodwa yona nje yafakwa emasvingo kuzobuya njalo ke kodwa izekithi sebelungiselele ukhetho lolu ngakho ke babona ukuthi abantu bazavota ngobuningi babo xa sisikhangela okunye okwenzakalayo kwezindaba umongameli Joseph Biden wakwele Melika ukwele Poland namhlanje labakhulumisana khona lo mongameli okhona ngale ngodaba lwe-Russia le-Ukraine sawazi ukuthi kule mpi emangalisayo khona ngale abantu abafika 3.6 million sebebalekile bayakwanye kwamanye amazwe umongameli wakwele Ukraine uZelensky ucela ukuthi asekelwe ngoncedo khona ngale izikhali lokunye okutshiyeneyo bese kusithi ke umkhokheli wakwele Russia uVladimir Putin uthi sokumele amazwe la amzondayo abhatalele i-oil yakhe legas ngama-rubles so singazukuyahamba njani khonokho sizebona ke khonapha emelika kulo judge Ketanji Brown Jackson obekhona ngale edalele Senate lapho kade ehlolisiswa ukuthi kambe ngangena yini e-Supreme Court wakhethwa ngumongameli Joseph Biden ukuba ayengena kulandela omunye wabo ozokhanya sephuma edalele le-Supreme Court so-ke kuningi kakhulu okhulunywa khona ngale kodwa nxa yokuthi engathola isikhundla lesi kuzaba ngumuntu wesifazane wokuqala omnyama ukuthi angene ku-Supreme Court so kunjalo-ke mavela ziningi into esizibona zikhona kodwa-ke ingxoxo yethu kakhulu ingena kukhonokho ukuthi ama-by-elections kusasa
aiwa nasi pachirongwa chedu che-Life Talk change tirikutarisa isu kuti tasvika kwamvura yacheka makumbo nhasi zuva rekupedzisira tisati tapinda munyaya yesarudzo yemabyelections achange ari kuitwa munyika mangwana kunzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana saka tichange tiri kutarisa isu kuti zviri kufamba sei pari zvino nekuti tinoona vamwe vari kuuya vachitaura ivo pane vamwe vandandiri kutaura navo pachirongwa che-Let's Talk ngatikurukurei vapinda ipapo vachibva kuHarare vachiti ivo munzvimbo yekuHighfields vanga vawanikwa ivo vachipiwa mbeu dzekuwanikwa vachidyara mumagardeni nevamwe vanga vari kuvatsvetsva kuti vawanikwe ivo vachivavhotera pavhoti iri kuitwa mangwana tinoona kuti pari zvino mapato mamwe anopikisa sesangano reCitizens Coalition for Change vawanikwa ivo vachishora danho riri kutorwa rekuti mamwe mapolling stations sekunzvimbo yakadai seKwekwe ari kuiswa iyo kuri kunzi hanzi kuganga kana kuti kumusango munzvimbo inowanikwa iyo ine vatsigiri vakawanda vebato reZANU PF tange tiri kutarisa zvakare zviri kuitika kunyaya yehondo yekuUkraine tinoona kuti mutungamiri weAmerica vaJoe Biden pari zvino vari muPoland umo vari kutarisirwa kuti vachange vari kukurukura nevapoteri vakabva kuUkraine uyezve tichiona kuti pari kutaurwa ipo kuti tiri kuona vaVladimir Putin vekuRussia vari kutaurawo nyaya yekuti vada kuzoona ivo nyaya yeoil yavo ichitengeswa nemari yavo yemuRussia imomo yemarubi asi taona kuti vaBiden vabva vataura ivo nhasi kuti vari kubatana neEuropean Union kuti vawanikwe ivo vachitora mukana wekuti zvinhu zvakadai semafuta zvinge zviri kubva kuAmerica kuitira kuti Russia iwanikwe iyo ichibatwa nezvirango zvakatemerwa nyika iyi zveupfumi nenyika yeAmerica uyezve nedzimwe nyika dzemuNATO nemuEuropean Union saka vaBiden pari zvino vari kutaura ivo kuti aiwa ndiivo ndivo vachange seAmerica vachiwanikwa vachitora gwanzva iri riri kunyanyo wanikwa richitorwa neRussia rekuti Russia ndo ine mafuta akawanda anga ari kutengeserwa pasi rose uyezve vari kuti ivo pari zvino America ndo ichapinda ipapo kuitira kuti zvirango zvakatemerwa nyika yeRussia vaPutin vanyatsozvinzwa uyezve tinoona kuti imo muno muAmerica zvakare mune imo zviri kuitika kudare guru reSenate uko kuine amai Ketanji Brown Jackson vanova ivo judge vari kutarisirwa kuti vapinde mudare reSupreme Court repamusorosoro remuAmerica saka pari zvino vari kubvunzurudzwa nevadare kana kuti komiti inowanikwa iyo iine vanobva kumaRepublicans nemaDemocrats emuno muAmerica uyezve nhasi taona vachiwanikwa vachipiwa rutsigiro nemasangano akazvimirira ega vachitaura ivo kuti aiwa amai kana kuti vatingati vavajaji Ketanji Jackson vanova ivo neunyanzvi hunodiwa kuti vapiwe basa iri repamusoro rekuSupreme Court amai Ketanji Jackson ava vakawanikwa ivo vachidomwa nemutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica vaJoe Biden kuti vatore basa iri, asi vasati vapinda pabasa iri vanomboferefetwa nedare guru reSenate, izvo zvavawanikwa vachiitwa iro vhiki rino, vachiwanikwa vachibvunzurudzwa uye vachitaurawo kuti sei varivo vanofunga kuti ndoo vanofanira kunge vachipiwa basa iri remuSupreme Court. Saka tange tiri kutarisa zvese izvi, asi tisingakanganwa kuti nyaya huru iri kutaurwa nemunhu wese munyika nyanya inyaya yesarudzo yemaby elections achange ariko mangwana.
Yeah, unjalo ke Marvelous. I had an interview with Mr. Nhlanhla Moses Ncube of Freedom Alliance and Mr. Bernard Bekilizwe Ndlovu, an independent political commentator, is based in South Africa. So here we're discussing this issue concerning the forthcoming by-elections.
I'm happy that I've got Mr. Bekilizwe Bernard Ndlovu. He's a political commentator, very independent. And Mr. Moses Ncube of Freedom Alliance. So I'll start with you, Ndlovu. So in terms of the forthcoming by-elections, we see the opposition, taking matters to court and all these kind of things, because it says there's a shambolic voters' roll that is going to be used this weekend. So what's your take on that?
Look, it was always expected. Anyone who is serious about taking over power from ZANU-PF would have known that ZANU-PF does not play according to the rules of the game. It creates its own rules, frustrates opposition using mind games and all sorts of tricks that we have seen in the past many, many decades. So for the opposition to then start complaining a few days before election is really a bad excuse, in my opinion. So why in the first place did they decide to contest, knowing that nothing has changed? No reforms whatsoever. It's the same ZANU-PF revived by the coup, and we're still using the same method. A few days before the by-elections, we come complaining, throwing our arms up and saying, no, ZANU-PF, the voters' roll is in shambles. So that doesn't cut it for me.
Mr. Ncube, you are in the opposition. So Mr. Ndlovu is saying, you guys maybe you didn't play your game very well here. Why participate in these elections when you know the voters' role is in shambles?
Participating in elections is the democratic right of everyone. ZANU-PF doing things wrongly does not justify their actions. It does not mean that we should resign to exercise our democratic right because ZANU is doing a wrong thing. If there is someone who is abusing you, then does it mean that you have to conform because they are just abusing you? The person who is wrong, or the organization that is wrong, is not the opposition, but it's ZANU-PF. So they are the ones that have got to do the right thing. And you do not ask for the voters' roll anytime. The voters' roll is required when you are going into the election like right now. The voters' roll should be released. If ZANU is continuing refusing, they are not justified to do that. We should have what we call the short term is to vote en masse against them, even though they are refusing with the voters' roll. And in the long term, we need people to unite, to talk about what they need to do. If people boycott, they boycott en masse. Not to have a situation where you find Mr. Ndlovu, we say we are boycotting the election, Mr. Ndlovu takes his party to contest with ZANU there. We are well aware that ZANU is using this one as a barometer for 2023. Mm-hmm. I agree with Ndlovu on that one. But we should never let them rest thinking that people will give up their democratic right to vote.
Now, does it make a lot of sense to you, Mr. Ndlovu, that people participate in the elections, yet they know that the voters' roll is in tatters?
That's exactly what I think defies logic on the part of the opposition, that you complain about the voters' roll, and at the same time, by one breath, complain about the voters' roll, and the same breath, then encourage people to go vote en masse to what avail, because I might go believing that I'm going to make a difference, only to find that my name does not appear on the voters' roll. So there's a contradiction there and the defying logic on the part of the opposition. And what's going to happen then with this, once people are disappointed by the result or action after the result. There is a lot of, psychological effect on the electorate going forward. And as you are saying, then what happens in 23 is more important to ZANU-PF than what happens now. They just want to make a point through this election.
So, Mr. Ncube, in this case, the government is actually, given the voters' role to some parties. So, at the end of the day, the parties then analyze the voters' role and say, no, the voters' role is got a lot of problems. But you went on as opposition to participate in the polls. So, what could be the outcome of the forthcoming by-elections?
Yes, you see, seeing the voters' role and the other things. Just imagine today is Thursday. To start telling people not to vote is not going to help. But what people need to do is to go and vote. They should never allow, we should never allow ZANU to feel that when we frustrate people, they will give up, then we go away with it. We should remember that we are in a struggle. A struggle is about disappointments than appointments. So as we are in the struggle, we need to struggle in whichever way that is not going to make ZANU to rest. ZANU is not resting because it knows that people are not going to vote for it. But we know that they will be even stuffing the ballots. They will stuff the ballots. They will hide the voters' roll. They will take some people from other constituencies to vote in certain constituencies. That one, they are going to do it. But we cannot encourage people to give up the strategy and say ZANU is a cheat, we are no longer participating. But in the long run, yes, we need to have people sitting down. Like as the Freedom Alliance, we always say to people, let's all unite, let's sit down so that we won't have other organizations going to contest with ZANU. We should reach some point in the long term. But the short term of it is that people are ready for the election, allow them to go and vote.
Mr. Love, what is your quick reaction to that?
So what happens is, I continue to hear contradictions from opposition, and I'm using Mr. Ncube as an example of it. This continuous cry that people should go vote, find it to happen. And we cannot say that is difficult to now, in the last minute, say to people don't go vote. Yeah, we can say that, but what I think was weak on the part of the opposition was to come to this point, knowing how ZANU-PF has always behaved around the issue of the voters' role, which I believe is pivotal to the outcome of the election. ZANU-PF throws a punch that is not allowed in the ring, deliberately wanting to see how you are going to react. And when they do so, hit you on the nose, when it's not allowed to hit on the nose, and you complain, your electorate gets disappointed and the morale goes down because they realize you can't solve the problem. And ZANU-PF does it deliberately. We hit the nose, let's see what they're going to do. You do nothing. So what are you going to do in 2023? Because you are demonstrating to your people that if ZANU-PF goes against the rules, you will have no solution. And that's exactly what they want to establish.
Now, it appears, Mr. Ncube, this time you're not hit on the nose, but below the belt.
Yeah, but the thing is, who is being punched? The mistake is to say that ZANU-PF is punching the opposition. ZANU-PF is punching Zimbabwe. And like we are saying, they are not only punching the opposition, but they are punching Zimbabwe. And we are saying Zimbabweans should, in oneness, in unity, stand up against what is happening. There is a player who is unfair, who has always, historically, has always been unfair. And the only good thing or favor we can do ourselves is to identify ourselves as victims, including Ume Stanko. Then we say, let's deal with this problem that we are having. We are not going to sit and say, let them do whatever they want. No matter how they will ill-treat the opposition, they will ill-treat us as Zimbabweans. We are standing up and saying no to that. And they are very much aware. Let's suppose you tell people that, no, ZANU will refuse the voters' roll. They can say, no, we are not going to refuse. You only have evidence when they have refused. It's like if somebody says he wants to beat you, and they have not beaten you, they whispered it to you. You can't tell people that, no, I'm going to court because so-and-so is going to beat me. So we need to have this as the evidence of how ZANU is doing wrong things, not the opposition. It is ZANU. But I would agree that the opposition needs to do things differently in terms of coming together so that when we boycott, we all boycott in agreement. The problem is that we are not strengthening institutions, even in the opposition. We want to strengthen individuals who will decide willy-nilly. That is a problem which we should admit.
Yes, Mr. Ndlovu, I saw you shaking your head. And at the end of the day, should the opposition pull out or what? You know, tell us, Mr. Ndlovu.
Not pull out at all. They already, you know, agreed to take part. But I just like what Ngube said just a few minutes ago to say, we tend to lift up individuals at the expense of institutions. That's a fact in Zimbabwe. So whether ZANU-PF punches all of us or it punches parties, I think that's neither here nor there. What's important is that all these parties we see have leaders, and the Zimbabweans, citizens, as they are looking at the leaders to do something. It is, I think, the highest level of, I don't want to use the word fool just for respect, but I think it's foolish for anyone. That is a standing attack to continue to do the same thing and expect different results. This is a shocking, you know, example of that in Zimbabwe. Somebody was joking on Facebook recently. They actually listed about five different elections where the statement has always been, let's remove ZANU first, let's remove ZANU first. Then we came to 2017, it was let's remove Mugabe first. Then 2018, we went back to let's remove ZANU first. We continue to sing the same song, but expect, you know, different results. That's not working. I think this time around, a statement is being made by our reality that people need to start being serious about their freedom.
Mr. Ngobe, your last word.
Yes, we are having a disease that should be cured, Baba Ndlovu, as you are putting it. I would agree with you. This is not about the leaders. The problem is that we have a section of people, the elite, who are said to be the leaders. In fact, the followers, the ones that are called the followers, are the ones who should lead. As we talk about institutions, in institutional organizations, the leaders listen to the followers. But unfortunately, we have adopted a culture like the Mugabe's culture where you run following somebody, you don't know where they are leading you. They are leading you even to the grave. You are just following. We have got a problem. We have to admit that. We need, and for us to solve that, is for us to sit down and unite and say we want institutions. I have been asking some opposition political parties to say, what is the policy? What is the ideology? What are you going to do? It's a matter of me running with Ndlovu and saying, no, I have joined Ndlovu. Ndlovu is my friend. I started putting Ndlovu's posters with mine so that people would vote for me. People no longer vote for you for what you are going to bring. They check, are you with Mr. Ndlovu? I will vote for you. That is wrong. We admit as the opposition to say we are losing it somewhere. That needs to be corrected. And it's the ordinary man and woman who should say, stop the rot, do the right thing. Because as we complain about ZANU, we should be seen to be very different or totally different from ZANU. Thank you.
Mr. Ndlovu, you've got the last word.
Yes, I totally concur thoroughly with you, what you have just said. There's trouble in the opposition circles that needs to be fixed for us to do what I said earlier, to take our freedom seriously. Right now, a lot of, you know, stuff that doesn't make sense happening in the opposition circles, playing with ZANU-PF, and ZANU-PF also playing its own games. We just need to be serious as opposition.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us tonight on our show.
There we are, Marvelous. So these two gentlemen are actually talking about what is happening in Zimbabwe. So that was Mr. Nhlanhla Moses Ncube of Freedom Alliance and Mr. Bernard Bhekilezwe Ndlovu. So bakhuluma kakhulu sibili kakhulu ukuthi the opposition is divided vela ibona lokuthi yangabe yangena ukhetho akula ma reforms so kumele iphume kathesi kumbe hajha kumelanga iphume ukuthi uNdlovu uthi akumelanga iphume ngoba sebengele vele, but they are fighting against a system that is very brutal in terms of the elections and all those kind of things. So a lot is happening there.
Aiwa, apo tanga tukunzwa vanyarikani vedu vanga vari kutaura ivo pamusoro pezvavari kuona ivo zviri kuitika munyaya yemaelections kana kuti nyaya yesarudzo yemuZimbabwe, vachitaura ivo maonero avo ezvavanoti ivo pari zvino hazvina kunyatsomira zvakanaka. Takatarisa isu nyaya yeavo vari kupinda munyaya idzi dzesarudzo, asi ndabva ndaona munyarikani wedu aiwa vabva vapinda, nekuti ndandiri kuedza kuvati please please pindai mukoma vari pano. Tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro vesangano reelection resource center. Mungataurawo zita renyu nezita resangano renyu, uyezve tigonzwa kuti zvakamira sei pari zvino nyaya yegadziro yemabyelections ariko mangwana.
Tinotenda Marvelous nekutikoka pachirongwa. Tinomhoresai vateereri vose vari kunzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana dzenyika. Ndoitwa Solomon Bobo Sipunu, ndinoshanda neelection resource center. Tinoona tiri muZimbabwe tichitarisa kuti sarudzo dzikufamba sei.
Tinoona kuti pari zvino sarudzo dzasvika kwamvura yacheka makumbo. Zvii zvamuri kuona? Tinoona kuti pane nyunyuto dzakawanda pamusoro pevoters roll, pamusoro pemabaloti zvakawanda wanda. Imi zvii zvamuri kuona? Ndimi muriko ikoko.
Ndinotenda ndofunga sarudzo dzinoitirwa vana veZimbabwe ndo vanenge vachiitirwa sarudzo, saka vane kodzero zvekare yekuti kana vaine zvavari kuona zvavanofungidzira zvinogona kunge zvisiri kufamba zvakanaka, vange vachitaura pamusoro pazvo. Saka tikadzokera mubumiro remutemo, rinopa rutsigiro iroro kune vanenge vaine zvavanenge vaona zvisiri kufamba zvakanaka kuti vange vachitaura kuti pakati hapasi kufamba zvakanaka. Ndofunga tine nyaya dzataurwa kwemazuva akati wandei, kubva panyaya yegwaro revavhoti inova nyaya yevoters roll, kuti mapolitical parties vanga vachiti ravainaro kana ravakapiwa dzimweni dzenguva harisi riro rinogona kunge richazoshandiswa musi wesarudzo. Asi totoona kuti Zimbabwe Electoral Commission mazuva maviri matatu apfuura aya vakatora mavoters roll kana kuti magwaro aya vakanoanamirira pamadziro emapolling stations rimwe nerimwe, kuitira kuti vanoda kuona kuti masitavo achange ari papi vange vachitarisa kuti masitavo ari kwere. Saka ndofunga chiga chavakatora chinenge chakanaka, asi tinofunga kuti vaigona kunge vakapama zvekare pakupa vakanga vachida kuriongorora zvekare vutasiro iroro, vutasiro kuti vange vachiongorora vagutsikane kana vaine zvichemo zvavainazvo votaura zvichemo zvavo zvogadziriswa. Ndoche chimwe chinhu chatanga tichiona. Tanga tichiona zvekare pamakampeins anga achiitika ekupedzisira, tazoona kuti kumagumo kumazuva ekupedzisira hatina kuzoona mamwe ematambudziko atanga tichiona vamwe vezvematongerwo enyika vachinyimwa mikana yekunge vachikambena. Asi tazoona zvekare mumaawa mashoma ari kupfuura aya chikafu chichikandwa munzira, vanhu vachimhanya vachinotora chikafu, mbeu, mafetiraiza. Totoona kuti kwamutasa kune fetiraiza dzanga dzichitenderedzwa muzuva ranhasi kumutasa central. Toona mari nehuku dzanga dzichipiwa vanhu kwamutare, marondera nhasi manga muchipiwa vanhu hupfu, mugokwe manga muchipiwa vanhu hupfu. Toona kuti zvese zviri kuitwa nenyaya yekuti gadziro dzapamusoro vanhu vaakufungidzira kuti vaakutsvaga mavhotsi pekupedzisira, asi toona iri practice yakaipa kana chiri chiitiko chakaipa. Ndo yatinoti vote buying pachirungu iyoyo, kutenga vavhoti. Toona zvekare vamwe machief kana kuti masabhuku vari munzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana. Tina sabhuku ari kumundoro ari kunzi iye anga achikokera vanhu vake kuti vanovhotera, ane bato raanga achitaura nezvari kuti rinenge rinovhoterwa, uye achikurudzira zvekare vamwe vanhu vari kune imwe nzvimbo kuti vange vachiuya kuzovhota munharaunda. Toona kuti aya ndo mamwe emapractices kana kuti kuita kusingatenderwe necode of conduct yemapolitical parties nemakandidates anenge achipinda musarudzo. Zvekare tichitarisa kukavhwa kana kuti kupiwa mukana pamapepanhau kana kune vanoshambadza vemaredhiyo nematv, toona kuti zvinhu zvanga zvichishungurudza kunyanya kune vezvematongerwo enyika vanopikisa vanga vasingapiwe mukana wakakwanira. Saka toona kuti mutambo uyu uchatambwa zvavo, asi taakutoona kuti zvinogona kunge zvanga zvisina kunyatsomira zvakanaka sematarisiro atanga tichiita kuti sarudzo dzikufamba zvakanaka.
Yes, you can put that in English quite about the current situation on the ground. Quite.
Thank you very much. So we see that the political and the electoral environment, the environment within which this election is actually taking place, does not promote an open competition, a competition that gives every candidate and every political party that is contesting in the election an opportunity to actually be elected. So if we look at the conduct of some traditional leaders and some political parties, for instance, in Mutasa Central, there is a ward that is going to have an election, and there's fertilizer that was being distributed, and people are being threatened that we gave you our fertilizer, you need to vote for us. In Dangamvura Chikanga, again today, we actually saw that chickens, broiler chickens, were being jangled to the voters. Some money was being given to voters. In Marondera Central, we have seen images and pictures of people collecting millimeals, millimeal packets from the aspiring candidates, and they left those candidates. In Gokwe Central, again, there is a by-election in Mondorum Bayram, Ward 10, there is a by-election for the councillor there, and we have heard of traditional leaders that have been mobilizing citizens to vote for a particular candidate and actually even threatening to bring some people from Ward 15, which is in Norton, to vote in Ward 10. These are some of the malpractices that we condemn as the Election Resource Center by political parties. We also go further to look at how political parties and candidates contesting in the election have received coverage in terms of the media and publicity of their campaigns. This has been very limited and minimal for opposition political parties, of course, with the ruling party, of course, getting the majority share in terms of the coverage instead the state broadcasters, for no reason, because every taxpayer has a right to receive information from the candidates of their choice. So these are important milestones, but they are happening within the electoral and political environment. It creates an unfair and unbalanced coverage to political parties. It creates a tilted playing field, which already gives an advantage to other candidates. But what we want to encourage every Zimbabwean is tomorrow, those that have by-elections in their ward, those that have by-elections in their constituencies, take your ID, go out, register to vote, go out and actually vote. Your vote remains your secret. Even if you have been told that we would know who you had voted for, who you voted for, that's not true. It's just a lie. Political parties and some candidates rely on fear and the intimidatory tactics that they play. That will not help the situation. Go and vote. Your vote is your secret.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line. We also have Mr. Sipho Ngulube, who is a political activist. Baba Ngulube, siyabonga ukuhlelo
baba.
Siyaphila kakhulu. So wena ke ngokubona kwakho ungathini ngokhetho olubuya?
Kunzima baba Dube, ngoba siyayisizwa, siyamuzwa umfowethu osanda ukukhuluma. Ukhuluma kholokho besivele sikukhuluma. Ama-opposition siwabonile ekhipha ama-video lapha kuphuma ama-pooling station amanye asendaweni ezingani ziyasolisa. Siwabonile kuphuma ama-box okuvotela amanye kuthiwa kuvota umuntu oyedwa endaweni ethize. Siyazibona izikhalo zonke zona ezizibuyayo. Mina umbuzo wami uthi vele bebengenelani kulelo khetho kungakalungiswa zonke lezi zinto. Siyakwazi ukuthi vele nxa kunje bazakhala. Futhi basezakhala after election. So what's the use yokungena i-election okwaziyo ukuthi vele kuyakhalwa? Yini kungaqalanga kwalungiswa khona oko nje balasikhokhe sikhuluma ngakho ukuthi ndingungaqala abantu babekezele kulungiswe. Xa kuthiwa boycott, bayiboycott i-election. Bathi nxa besebengenile ku-election, it's a blessing phela sebeyibusisile i-election le ukuthi ama-opposition participated. So whatever outcome, so kumele bayemukele. Bangayemukela, bangayemukeli, bazahambe, siyakwazi ukuzahamba ngemande kuyabe sokhulunywa ngamakhoti, Tuesday, next week kuyabe sokhulunywa ngamakhoti. Amakhoti azafika akhulume khonokho kufunwa yi-ruling party at the moment. So amakhoti angakhipha i-ruling, akula muntu oza kuphikisa. Even the entire world iyabe ibukele, ayila way yokuthi ingakuphikisa. Sadik yona liyabe ibukele. But why bengayenzi u-plan B? It's either we boycott ama-election until ama-reforms abe khona. Yiwo umbuzo engizibuza wona.
Yeah, kodwa ukubhoyikota akutsho ukuthi uyabusunike ibandla elibusayo isisindo sokuthi lithi siyasebenza phela thina laba abangafuni ukhetho ngokwabo phela.
Uzabe ulinikile but okungcono ngebhoyi ukuthi bawine ngokubhoyikota amazwe onke azabe bonile iqiniso ukuthi ama-opposition aboyikotile. But lokho okokuthi liye participator ekhethweni elikwaziyo vele ukuthi ama-results ayangaphi, elikwazi ukuthi lizathi likhala liswele ukuthi lizakhala liye ngaphi, yikulubusiso kwedlula ukulubhoyikota ngokubona kwalo.
Ye, so ke ubona ngani pho umela phume yini kuketololo amabandla aphikisayo kumbe aqinisele uketololo udlule ayemakoti kumbe nxa eqiliwe kumbe kumele kwenziwe
engikutshoyo dube ukuthi nxa bezaqinisela bayemakoti kuphume ijudgment kumele bakwemukele khonokho okuvele sivele sikwazi esihlala sikwenza kusukela ngokhetho kuqale i-opposition estrong eZimbabwe siyakwazi ukuthi vele that's the way sokuyi-system nje vele isenzakala yiyo i-system ezakwenzakala futhi after elections bangaze bazaproducer lokho abakuproduciswayo but i-judgment siyayazi ukuthi izaphuma isithini so abala plan B nje bavele balandela into eyodwa iminyaka yonke bedliwa ngendlela eyodwa besiyaparticipate besiyagcwalisa umbhalo iyagcwalisa umbhalo kuthiwa yi-formality kumbe ngolwemzini siyakwazi ukuthi eyawina yiphi siyakwazi ukuthi sokungenzeka ukuthi bawine badojiswe lapha lalapha angithi vele umuntu nxa umntwana ukuthi ufuna ukuthi umthulise uyamdobhisa iqatha elincane aginye ukusudobha kelikhulu badojiswa lapha lalapha bathule and then impilo iqhubeke njengobana siyaphambi
ye siyakuzwa baba ngulube sicela ubambe khonapho ke ungayikatshana so marvelous what he's saying is that no, the opposition just went into this election without any reforms. So if ever there's a problem, maybe they'll end up in courts again. So, but he says that doesn't pay. You know, why would they get into such an election when they pretty know that the voters' roll is in a bad condition? So he says this is counterproductive.
Mm-hmm. You know? Aiwa potrukunzwa kubva kune mumwe munyarikani wedu ari kutaurawo ivo pfungwa dzavo vachiti semaonero avo mapatsa anopikisa angadai asina kupinda musarudzo iyi nekuti pari zvino gwaro revavhoti harina kumira zvakanaka uyezve hapana mitsimo yakarandudzwa panyaya iyoyi yesarudzo saka ndopfungwawo dzavo dzavari kutaura kuti saka vari kuona sekunge vhiki rinotevera iri mapato anopikisa tingavawozowaona zvakare ari kudzokera kumatare vachiwanikwa ivo vachishora zvinenge zvabuda musarudzo saka ndokutaurawo kwavari kuita asi tichange tiri kuenderera mberi tiri pano tichiwanikwa tichikurukura nevanyarikani vedu nyanzvi vanoziva zviri kuitika munyaya idzodzi dzekugadzirira mabyelections ari kuuya achatanga iwo mangwana arikuwo mangwana munzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana munyika uyezve saka tine sangano reelections resource center vari pano vachange vari kutiudzawo kuti zvii zvavari kuona uyezve kuti zvii zvamungaite imi sevavhoti kana muchinge maona zvinhu zvisina kumira zvakanaka apo muchaenda kunovhota kana zvakanakawo zvamunenge masangana nazvo.
Yes, we have some people who have got various opinions on this by-election. Here are some of the snippets.
Uhlupho lulapha esasuke sakhuluma ngalo abantwana balapha abaningi abalazithupha.
A number of young people don't have IDs. If someone doesn't have relatives and that person is eligible to vote but at the moment cannot obtain the required documents, then they need assistance.
I come from Marsh East Wedza, so almost 700 kilometers away from this place. I'm a learned person. I'm someone who now I should be working, getting salary. But the job that I'm doing doesn't have benefits.
Isicela ukuphumula ukubana asivotele by-election yona le 26 March.
The only thing of what you want here in Zimbabwe, in our country, you only need our projects.
You can capture the leaders, you can never capture the people.
We are looking at both social, political, and economic reforms. On the economic reforms, we want to remove the dual and enclave nature of our economy.
In over the years, when our politics is dominated by ZANU-PF and the MDC, and we are saying no. Let's give a chance to every player and allow those with better ideas to come in and share.
Those are some of the people that have been talking to us, marvelous, in the countdown to these elections. So people have got various opinions and they're allowed to do that. So some are saying, well, even the countdown to the 2023 elections, there could be some problems because some people don't have birth certificates, they don't have ID cards. So at the end of the day, they might not vote in the election. So kunjalo ke mambo lazo.
Aiwapo tiri kunzwawo zviri kutaurwa nevamwe vari kubva munzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana vachitaura kuti kune dzimwe nzvimbo vanhu vanga vari kuda kuvhota havana kukwanisa kunyoresa pamusoro penyaya yekuti havana maidentity cards munzvimbo idzodzo. Nyanya kumatebelenend taona vanga vari ikoko vachitaura ivo kuti vangange vamwe vazhinji vaida kuti vapinde kuvhota uko, asi nenyaya yekuti mabhethi haasi kunyatsowanikwa zvinyore vari kuwanikwa ivo vasina kuwana mukana wokunyoresa kuvhota. Saka vanhu vanga vari kungotaura zvakasiyana-siyana pamusoro pekukosha kwakaita kuvhota. Handisi kuziva Gibbs kuti tichiri nemunyarikani wedu here.
Kumazani ukumekile lapha ke efonini mavela sisazama ukuthi sidlala ama-audio esiwathunyelwe ngabanye abantu. So silomnumzana Joseph Chuma osithumezele i-audio yakhe ukuzanu PF. Sike sizwe ukuthi uthini ngokhetho lolo luzayo mavelas.
Sesikhangelele ubana kusasa umgqibelo abantu bazaphuma ngobuningi babo bayokhetha bevotela abantu babo ababathakazelelayo njalo lamabandla labo abathakazelelayo. Okuqakathekileyo yikuthi kona this time around ngiyafisa ukubana ngaba abantu bayavula amehlo kungaphongi ukuvotela njengoba yiphathi ethize njengalapha emadorobheni, kodwa ukuvotele ukhangele umuntu wangona omvotelayo ngoba khangele izinto ziyonakala ngenxa yekaliba yabantu esibafakayo emahofisini lawo. So sikhangelele ngibona this time around kuzafaka abantu balohlonzi abazabuya lenguquko lengqwela phambili edolobha lethu lakobulawayo. Sikhangelele lathi sibona njengebandla elibusa iZanu PF sizadobha sibili amasithi ambalwa ngoba sisebenzele phansi abantu labo bakubona ukubana hatshi ababekufakile ayisikho, abanye sebezimisele ukubana betshintshe balungisise udaba lwabo. Okunye okudanisayo esisukubona ukuthi khona abanye abantu sebesenza into lezo ezithiwa ngama-mimic videos. So nganti kwakubethwa izeki zikhipha ama-ballot box, ama-ballot box asebonakala emagangeni lento ezifana nalazo nalezo. Akufanelanga ukuthi ngabo abantu benza njalo. Asingenele ekhethweni ugqoke isibindi, hatshi ungene ekhethweni usuvele usufuna ukufaka izinto ezokuthi bona nxa usudliwa usidani labona vele ngavela ngatsho. Kwasuka lapho kwathisha amaqhwada kwasala umsobho. Ayisikho okumele kwenzakale khonokho. Abantu abafunde ukukhuluma iqiniso ngezikhathi zonke. Koko amavidiyo lokanokubonayo into zamanga kuphela and yikho lapho abona khona ukubona kutsho ukuthi nxa abantu besithi nxa even nama-adductions ngabe fake kutsho nxa kuvele entweni ezinjalo. So umuntu uyakusenzelana into embi kangako ufuna ukungcolisa i-institution yenu lingakangeni lokungena ekhethweni langikhona. This season for campaigning is come and gone. Now is reality check. As we go tomorrow, on Saturday the 26th of March, to go out there and vote for the best candidates that we have, for probably the best party that we probably love. It is my wish that this time around people must look at the caliber of a person, the quality of a person that they want to vote into office, especially looking at the council issues. We have seen some weird calibers of people that have come into council and they've run down our councils, and the status quo can never and should never be allowed to remain the same. So now people must open up their eyes and vote for people that will be able to deliver the services that we require as a city, and the cleanliness that we've already been known for, and the reindustrialization of industry that we also hope for so that people can get employed. So yes, canvassing is over. The day of reckoning has come. Let us hope that people are going to vote wisely. They did give another party a chance, and I think the other party has proven to them that it is not worthy being trusted with such a mandate. So I'm hopeful that our parties that appear this time shall be given the full mandate to run all these councils to the best of our ability and try and resuscitate the beauty, the glorious status that we've always enjoyed, especially in Bulawayo. On a side note, though, we are seeing in the social media videos of people purporting to be coming from ZEC with ballot boxes and all such shenanigans. It is very disheartening to find that people would want to do such sketches at this moment in time and discredit ZEC and discredit a process that is supposed to be free and fair. It is never fair for anybody to come and try and do that. Before you even go into the ring, you're already trying to throw spanners there, and you're probably trying to find a scapegoat or saying that when you probably are then beaten and defeated in an election, you then would want to say, but we told you there's this and that scam, and therefore this election is not free and fair. It is so unfair for any patriot in Zimbabwe to want to bring shame and cause dishonesty to their own institutions like ZEC. So I hope this will be something that to forget and put in our past and go into this election, and may the best man win.
Yes, labo ke ngabanye abantu abakhuluma ngezokhetho lapho sizwe ubaba uJoseph Chuma. So Mr. Chuma is saying that his party is going to win. So we don't know what is going to happen, but he's very confident that his party is going to win. Baba Ngulube mzulu Chuma lapha sithi bazanqoba noma kanjani, ubona kanjani khona?
Ah, ngiyamuzwa baba uChuma, but into azikhuluma ezithize engizibuza zona nxa ekhuluma ukuthi amanye amaphathi aseqale ukukomplaina khomba into ezinganifair. Alright, phela nxa ekula ukuthi amanye amakhaphathi akomplaina khomba into ezinganifair, le iphathi ephetheyo kumbe sithi uhulumende osesikhundleni akababophe phela laba abantu abaqamba amanga njengama-adduction lani ngansangawo kababoshwe ukuze kubonakale ukuthi balamanga laba bantu. Njalo okunye kuyathiwa ngamanga, siyabona ngubani ongaphika ukuthi abantu bebegwazwa ngemkhonto egogho ekulivika ephelileyo, ubagwaziwe omunye ongungcwatshiwe. Ngubani ongaphika ukuthi amapholisa e-riot abevale irali emarondera kulivika ephelileyo, wonke umuntu ubonile. I-ZEC kayiphiki ukuthi umuntu lo obevota ebonakale eyimemba ye-ZEC evote yedwa, baphika ukuthi kwenzakele, bathi ba-investigate. So uzaphika njani ukuthi kwenziwa ngamabandla aphikisa into ezinjalo? Iqiniso kwesinye isikhathi liyamkhulula umuntu. Into engcolile engcolile, uhulumende ophetheyo ngaleso sikhathi akasukume abophe abantu abagangayo, angabi le ndawo ukuthi umuntu lowo ngwaliphi iqembu. Nxa umuntu eganga akaboshwe. Manje ekhaya siyakwazi ukuthi uhulumende uyakhanya ukuthi umuntu ugqokeni, abanye bayaboshwa, abanye baboshwe. Yenalo umuntu nxa kuthiwa i-ZEC ivuma ukuthi kulo muntu obonakale efaka egqiba ama-polling box ngama-voters wakhe, indaba engaboshwanga namhlanje kuthiwa kwenziwa i-investigation. I-investigation yakhona izazi iyefika ngayo. Ubaba uChuma okunye kuyadingeka ukuthi nxa singabantu sizinuke amakhwapha nxa sikhuluma. Okunye yabo ukubona nje ukuthi akuyakubamba imanzi ebantwini.
Kodwa-ke siyabona ukuthi into le iyaqhubekela phambili. Kade abantu batsho ukuthi kungani kulobungirimvane obukhona. So kuyini okwenza ukuthi then i-opposition ingene kukhetho lwe?
Lami nginombuzo ofana nayo baba Dube ukuthi kuyini okwenza i-opposition ingene ukhetho vele sikwazi ukuthi lile mngirimvane iminyaka le minyaka. Sikhala ngakho, bakhala ngakho. Ngitshilo ngathi kuli viki ezayo babe sebesiye emakhothi. Amarali siwabone begcwala bakholisa ukuthi kube kuthenziwa amarali. Amarali kancedi, sifuna i-election. Next week babe sebesiye emakhothi. Sibonile abantu abadala kade sibanakudlala amavidiyo lawa. Abantu abadala bakhala omunye ukuthi u-qualified kakaze asebenze loba nini. Abanye bakhuluma ngama-project. Asikhuluma ngama-project lo-qualify. Asifuna i-economy esebenzayo. Xa i-economy isebenza ama-project azazenzakalela, abantu bazaqashwa, konke impilo izakuba normal. Ngoba ungaba lokuyisitolo kwakho uthengisa, nxa abantu bevele besebenza bazathenga esitolo. But ungaba lesitolo uyathengisela bani abantu bengasebenzi? Uyathengisela bani abantu bangala mali? Khathe siyakwazi abantu bayahola. Bangahola baqeda ukuhola bayethenga imali esitaradeni ukuze bayethenga izinto esitolo. Uqala uhole usuke lapho uyethenga imali ususiyathenga. Imali eyabe uthenga ngayo iyabe isiyehlile. Abantu ama-professionals abanye behluleka ukuthenga amabhasikili, otisha, odokotela. Siyasazi isimo sekhaya, but uyathola umuntu esenze ngani ngakubone khonoko. Khathe sikhuluma ngama-elections, kukhulunywa ngabantu abahamba bephiwa ukudla. Ukuphiwa ukudla kuzakwenzelana? Ukudla kumelanga kuphiwe, ukudla kumele kusebenze. Usebenze uhole uthenga ukudla ubhadale i-school fees, ubususala le mali ozayiseva kuleyo mali oyisebenzileyo. Ukuthi uzaphilela ukuthi uzaphiwa ukudla, uzaphila kangaka? Umntanakho uzahamba esikolo ngokuphiwa ukudla? Kuyini kambe khonoko?
Ye, cela ufake ngesikhiwa nje ngamafutshane khonapho bezongena uMavelas ngokuthi nje ngamafutshane.
My worry is why opposition is always participating in this election, and after election they start complaining. I don't understand the logic behind. And now we saw on those videos when you're playing, people are complaining they've never worked. Old person in mid-40s is a qualified someone, but he has never worked, has never earned a salary. And we see some people are complaining they want projects. Where do you get a project when the economy is not functioning? We don't want project. We just want a functioning economy so that everyone can work. Even if you have got a small shop, if people are working around, they can buy. But if you have got a shop, you've got a small business where the economy is not functioning, the people around are not working, who do you expect to buy from you? And then we've got the issue of currency. People are getting paid with the RTD, what. They go to the streets and buy the US dollar. You get paid. After getting paid, you go to buy a US dollar. And then you go to do your shopping or to do your normal business. What type of economy is that?
Siyakuzwa baba Ngulube, isicelo babe konapho ke sike sizwe ukubandla le MDCT umnumzana Witness Dube ukuthi uthini ngokulungiselela ukhetho lolu nangu lapha ke umfoka Dube.
Ukhetho olwenzakala kusasa luza kuba isimangaliso ebantwini abaningi kakhulu enkulumeni esikade sizenza labalandeli bethu. Hayi, kukhanya basithembisile ivoti labo njalo bathi bona bayakuzwisisa ukuthi ibandla le-MDC eliyilo osele leminyaka lilwela inguquko liza iletha leyo nguquko. Bayakubona ukuthi lapho esikhona khathesi yikho esasikhona ngo-2008 kuze kube le-split, kodwa basala bemele ibandla labo. Ngakho basithembisile ukuthi konoke sakubona ngo-2008 ubaba uTswangira ewina ngomva kwe-split, yikho esiza kubona futhi lo nyaka.
Lo-ke umnumzana Dube, Witness Dube, ubona ngokwethulwa kwemibiko kubandla le-MDCT. So ukuthi hayi, labo bakhangelela ukuthi bazanqoba sibili kukhetho lolu. Sike sibone ukuthi uMavela sebuyile lapha. Mavela, kubeka khonapho sizwe ukuthi siya phambili kwenzakalani. Kubeka.
Aiwapo tanga tiri kuona vanyarikani vedu, tanga tiri kuona vebato reMDCT yava Douglas Munzura. Tanga tiri kuona vari kutaurawo ivo vachiti vanoonawo vachibudirira pasarudzo idzi. Nekuti tiri kuona kuti aiwa tasvika kwamvura yacheka makumbo mangwana, ndozuva riri kuvhoterwa. Vari kuwanikwa ivo vari mumacouncil election nemaparliamentary elections as well. Saka ndozvimwe zvatiri kukurukura ipo panapa tichida kunyatsonzwisisa kuti zviri kufamba sei, nekuti taona kune dzimwe nzvimbo pane vamwe vanga vari kutaura kuti ivo pane vari kuuya vachitenga mavhoti, vamwe vari kupiwa mbeu dzekudyara, vamwe vari kupiwa hupfu, tanzwa zvakare sangano reelection resource center vachitaurawo kuti ichokwadi pane kunzvimbo dzavanzwa munyika dzakasiyana-siyana dziri kupa vanhu zvinhu zvakasiyana-siyana panyaya yezviri kuitika pamabai elections. Halo Makadi.
Tiripo Makadiko.
Aiwa, tinotenda chaizvo kuti makwanisa kupinda muchirongwa.
Ndiri kuzama kumbo set up kuona kuti chingaitika chipi.
Aiwa, tikutokuonai, muri kuoneka zvakanaka, muri kunzwika zvakanaka chaizvo.
Ndiona vamwe vane tai sitisina.
Yes, how are you? So tell us a bit about the by-election. Okay. What is going on? Yeah.
Just taurai zita renyu nekwamuri, tuendera mberi.
Zita rangu ndi Professor Elliot Masocha ku Columbus, Ohio.
Ehe, tinoona vamasocha imi takumbopinda nemi mune zvekuitika muAmerica. Tine maby-elections zvedu asi ngatimbotarisai zviri kuitika. Tinoona pane vapresident vemuno vaBiden vari kunzvimbo yePoland uko vari kuedza kuti vawanikwe vachitaura ivo nevakawanikwa vachitiza hondo yemuUkraine vari ikoko. Tipeiwo pfungwa dzenyu mongobatirozopinda mumaby-election.
Ya, tinoona kuti vaBiden kuida kwavari kuita kunoratidza kuti nyaya yacho yatsviriridza zvikuru. Tinorangarira kuti vakambotuma vatingati foreign minister wavo ikokoko, vakabvako vakatuma zvekare mutevedzeri wavo amai Harris ike zvino vachizoenda vari voga ikoko, kuratidza kuti nyaya yacho yasvika kumagumo chaiko. Tichiona kuti Russia yakuremerwa. Iro nhasi chaiyo yatoti iyo Russia ikati iyo special operation yavo kana hondo yavo yakuda kupera vachingofocusa chete kuprovinzi shoma shoma dziri kumacheto vosiyana nezviri mukati meUkraine. Zvekare tinonzwa kuti umwe mukuru mukuru wehondo general wekuRussia wabva atofurwa namasoja ake. Saka zvinhu zvinenge zvinovhudhusa Russia izvozvo kuti kwaya kusvika uku kwakumakata ukaona vaBiden vakuenda kuEurope iko kuenda havana kungoenda voga vainda nendege imwe iyai inonzi Doomsday yekuti kana kusvike kwaitika zvinenge zvaitika vaBiden vanogona kushanda vari mudenga imomo. Zvinoratidza simba reAmerica kuhondo zvese nokumari zvese nokumwe nepasi rose.
Mm-hmm. Maybe if you can just give us in English, Professor Masocha, what's your take on what we're seeing happening, especially we're going to start here in the U.S. to just take a look at the Ukraine-Russia war and then move on to the elections in Zimbabwe. What's your take on what we're seeing happening? We saw Mr. Biden now visiting Poland. What's your take?
Well, my take is that, you know, things are getting right to be very tight for Mr. Putin. And what is going to happen is that Mr. Biden is going to push for more sanctions, more support for Ukraine, more support for refugees, including taking some refugees to the United States and also giving Ukraine almost $1 billion for humanitarian purposes. And seeing him going to Europe after his foreign minister have gone there and also his vice president has gone there and himself going there, that's almost the hierarchy, you know, of the United States going there. And he didn't only go there by himself. He went there, you know, accompanied by, you know, the moving Pentagon that is called the Doomsday Plane, that if, you know, things get really to be bad in case of nuclear weapons being fired or being used, the president of the United States of America is not going to be affected. He's going to be able to work and command the United States and even NATO from the air. So it's a tight position for Mr. Putin. Today he just announced that his special operations get to the end, seeing that he could not even proceed further from, you know, his goal of invading Ukraine, and now he's only going to focus on a small region. And also one of his generals is reported to have been assassinated today by his soldiers. So it's getting close to Mr. Putin to lose control economically and politically of Russia.
Mm-hmm. Now let's go into the Zimbabwe by-elections. You've been following what we've been seeing. There are reports that now, as we go to the wire, the elections are on tomorrow. There's a lot of vote buying and, you know, people are not very confident about the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission itself conducting these elections. What's your take?
I think those people are very much accurate because, you know, such accusations are not new to Zimbabwe elections. We have heard that, you know, before. And looking at the Electoral Commission, how neutral is it? I don't think anybody can tell me that the Electoral Commission of Zimbabwe is neutral, is not biased towards the ruling party. I think it is. And vote buying has always been there. And it has never been a good thing. And what we are seeing on social media, where we see you know, people giving money, giving goods to voters, that's actually open vote buying, and that's not democracy at all. And it's kind of a sorry situation. What I can only encourage Zimbabweans is to never give up, go and register, register to vote. And it should not only end at registering to vote, as you have seen over the years, that people go to register, but they don't go and vote. Please go and vote, make your choice. And we have cameras these days, you know, where you can record any irregularities and share them on,
Professor, social media. Professor Masocha, it's unfortunate that you came late in the program, but very insightful comments there. Thank you so much for joining us. That was Professor Elliot Masocha. We also thank Sipho Ngulube, a political activist, Mr. Solomon Bobo-Spunu of the Election Resource Center, Mr. Bernard Phekelizwe Ndlovu, an independent political commentator, and Mr. Nhlanhla Moses Ncube of Freedom Alliance. Signing off from Maryland, this is Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Marvelous.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya, who is saying have a very good evening. And thank you, Professor Masocha, for joining in.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.